Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. Oh, I'm so excited to share with you an amazing lady. It is Lisa Meisels, and she is the coach. She's a speaker, a best-selling author, dietitian, nutritionist, founder of Femana and creator of the Body Balance System. She helps exhausted women, entrepreneurs who feel their body holds them back from growing their business, create a huge boost in their energy so they can get out, network, and connect and make a difference in the world. And you yourself are making a difference in the world, Lisa. I am so honored to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Great. Oh, thank you so much. So, Lisa, let me ask you, tell us a little bit about Femana and how your work makes you happy.
Okay. Well, I like to think of Femana as a different kind of a wellness company. It's definitely a wellness company, but it helps women fully align with their energy. So Femana, the definition means divinely supplied nourishment for the female body, heart, and soul. And that's kind of what I help my, I mean, that is what I help my clients with. So these women that I work with are exhausted. There's so many exhausted women in the world, and I like to help them have energy and have sustainable energy. So it's not just like, how do you get quick energy? It's how do you have energy that is not just the kind of energy that you need to get through your day, but that really pulls you forward in life to make you feel alive. So the thing that these women don't understand is they don't know how many layers deep exhaustion goes. So it's all about nourishing your whole being. And so I work on diet and health and exercise and all that stuff, but I go a lot further because what I found is that there's energy leaks that can be caused by so many things. And we have to align our energy fully so that we can have our true potential come out. And that includes dealing with things like the mindsets, our beliefs, our perceptions about how we, fit into the world, our connection to everything around us. And until we have full alignment with that, then, we'll always be more stressed out or more disconnected with life than we should be. So, I love my work that I do. I've done a lot of personal growth. I went on a mission of self-exploration to find out why there was a disconnect. Because I always thought it was due to nutrition, because that's what I learned. I thought when people got to a certain age, they started to lose their energy and become stressed and have health issues because they were not, they weren't eating right or they weren't exercising. But I noticed, as I've gone through my own self-exploration and as I've grown in my profession, that there's so much more to it than that. So, I love what I do within my position. I help women reconnect with themselves as unique beings, help them become aware of exactly what they want in life and what they need in order to be in alignment to where things just are flowing and effortless. So that's kind of what Femana is about in a nutshell, and I just love seeing women transform.
Oh, I love that. I love what you call what you do, Femana. That just has a beautiful flow. That even feels good. So, was it
Thank
with
you.
you realizing, there's more than just the nutrition and having all that, and so then you wanted to offer that to others as well? Is that kind of what triggered the beginning?
Yeah. Well, what triggered the trigger of the beginning was that I wanted to do something that was preventative. So I had this great idea for the company that I worked for. And they, I wrote this big proposal. The president of the company accepted it, and then all the Medicare cuts came, and the company lost a lot of money, and so they could kind of put a kibosh on the program. The program was basically for me to go out into the community and offer these free classes on lifestyle, weight management, and healthy lifestyle, just because there's not a lot of that around anymore that people from the community have access to. So that's really what started it. And as I was, you know, wanting to do that, I was also on my own health journey and trying to figure out what was going on with me, because I would go to doctor after doctor and nobody knew what was wrong. I just knew that I didn't feel good. I had some digestive issues. I couldn't lose weight. I was depressed. I was exhausted. And these are all typical signs of like a pre-autoimmune condition. And I didn't know what it was, and the doctors didn't know what it was. I looked like I had, my life was great on the outside, but on the inside, it's like I knew that there was more to life than just feeling old already. So that's really what started me wanting to find these cutting edge testing and protocols and things that I do scientifically. But then also at the same time, it was like right around 2010, when 2011 was coming in and everybody was talking about 2011 and the big spiritual transformation. And I started really getting back into the spiritual growth. I've always known about metaphysical stuff and learned and practiced and that philosophy, but I just started really getting back into it again. And so it kind of just kind of came together. And at about 5 years ago, I was really trying to figure out how nutrition and spirituality could even go together. And it just was kind of a natural process of evolution, that things connected, you know, with my own self, my own health, and reaching out and helping my private clients. So yeah, it's been a beautiful adventure.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And so what's your life like now, and how did you get to the place of happiness where you're at now? Is it just part of this whole transition?
You know, I've always been able to kind of live in a bubble. My husband, you know, teases me and says, you know, Lisa, not everyone knows how to dance around in a meadow and, you know, see unicorns and butterflies. So I've got this way of having a protective bubble around me where I get to choose my own reality. And I've done that for as long as I can remember, but it's just gotten a lot more so as I've studied and connected more with myself, with my higher power, with the universe.
Yes.
And so today I love my life. I mean, it just keeps getting better and better. I live on a ranch surrounded by beautiful mountains and meadows and the beautiful foothills of Yosemite. And I've got lots of animals. I have horses and chickens and dogs and cats that I get to be around every day. You know, I feel like I've manifested my life as I, you know, we all manifest our life, and I love the life I've manifested.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, I've made conscious decisions to have this life the way I want it to. And I keep getting to mold it more and more how I want to. So the important thing is that I get to choose my life experiences, and we all get to choose our life experiences. We just don't know it.
Yes.
So being aware of this gives you freedom. That's where, you know, where your freedom comes from. And you have a choice at every moment. And that is what makes me happy. So I wake up energized. I feel excited about my life every day. You know, that's the reality I want. And I put things into motion so that is my reality most of the time. I mean, of course, things aren't perfect, but, you know, I think my life is great. I'm honored to be able to help so many women feel healthier and more vibrant and balanced and connected with their body and their life. And
yes.
So that happiness just kind of spills out. And I think it's really important that I what I teach, I practice. And my practices allow me to be more present, which allows me to see beauty in nearly everything and be able to be more, you know, just more present in life. So,
yes.
Yeah, I get to create that happy bubble around me.
I love that. I love that. And I love that you state, you know, we do create. We really do. We create the energy. We create our happiness. That's such a important piece of it. It really is.
Yeah.
I love your
yeah.
energy, Lisa. I just absolutely love your energy. I'm feeling it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I get excited about talking about stuff.
It's so beautiful. We do have to take a break for a commercial, but oh my gosh,
sure.
I'm very excited to get back on track and listen to some more sharing from you. Everyone, I will be right back with Lisa. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone. Welcome back, Paula V. Oh, we're chatting today. I have Lisa with me. She is a creator of Femana, just a great, great company she has built and what she does. We're talking about happiness. She shared what makes her happy. And what we're going to discuss now, I would love to ask Lisa, what stops people from feeling fully alive and being happy? What wisdom can you share with us on that?
Yeah, so what I want to say about that is that true happiness comes from within. It doesn't come because of a situation. It doesn't come from outside of you. It has to be generated by you. So a lot of people aren't comfortable by themselves. You got to be comfortable with yourself and really get to know yourself in order to be happy, in order to be truly happy. And getting to the root of some of our emotional blocks, forgiving, surrendering, letting go of some of those subconscious memories that plague us and make us feel like there's something wrong with us. And, you know, all these things that we have from conditioning when we were brought up, these are what keeps us from really being in our happy place all the time. Because when we're feeling like when we're judging ourselves, or we're feeling like there's something's wrong with us, we don't want to be the full expression. We don't maybe even know what the full expression of who we are is. And this is where you feel trapped and stuck, and you get frustrated and you blame and you get resentful. And that's not a way to live a happy life. So when we're in this kind of a cycle, we don't really think we have a way out. And sometimes this just becomes that, like, this is just life. This is my life. This is just normal. This is what it is.
Right.
It really just doesn't have to be like that. I mean, settling, feeling like you have no choice, feeling trapped or lost or lonely, or living the status quo, this is what stops people from feeling fully alive. I think happiness comes from reuniting with our higher self, having fun, helping other people with, you know, we each have certain gifts that God gave us, and helping people using the things that we love to do, our gifts that we love to work with. And this is what makes us feel fully alive, so that when we end our life, we can look back and say, yeah, we were fulfilled. God, I've been doing a lot of this healing work myself.
Oh, I love that, Lisa. I myself, on my office door, I have a sign that says, if I choose to be happy, no one can stop me. And I really believe that. I really, really do.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I have a sign in my office that says, wherever you go, bring your own sunshine.
Ah, oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, because it's, you know, that's what we have to do. We can't
yes.
rely on other people to make us happy.
Yes. Can you tell our listeners three of the top recommendations you have for them to boost their happiness and their vibrancy?
Yes, I would love to.
Oh, love it.
So the first recommendation is always just to turn inward and focus on things, you know, inside of you versus outside, like we just talked about. So happiness is something you have to own. It doesn't happen to you. It has to come from within you. And the same with vibrancy. Vibrancy comes from within. it's about our spark of life that we get from aligning with our what brings us joy. That's when you really feel vibrant. So it's aligning all of that stuff together. And then the second recommendation is to pay attention to what's going on with your body. I mean, I've been through lots of education and training on alternative medicine and lots of different healing modalities and certifications and energy work and all of this stuff. And I've honed in on my professional skills and I study integrative and nutrition and functional nutrition, which is kind of like cutting edge fun stuff. But through my own quest and from my own healing, I've found a system that works, that creates a huge boost in energy and happiness. And it all starts with becoming in tune with your body, being aware, because we're all biochemically individual. So what is a good lifestyle for you may not be for me. I mean, we're all different.
Yes.
So I think that's really important, because there's so much noise out there about what's right for you. This is the perfect thing for you. Well, it may not be, and you just have to listen to your own body.
Love that, Lisa.
Yeah.
I love that. Connect with and listen to your own body. And because, you know, all of us, different things make us happy. You know, one, it can be music. Right. One, it can be crafts. One, it can be helping others. One, it can be animals. One, it can be gardening. And, you know, oh my gosh, just have fun with that, whatever your particular, you know, happiness trigger is, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's really, I think my third recommendation is to spend time every single day doing something that you love and making it a conscious effort to be in that place, you know, like taking that time consciously to do something you love. Because that means you're prioritizing yourself, taking care of yourself, nurturing yourself. That's what's really important. And so I always have my clients take 15 minutes at least to themselves every day. Not the kind that you can lay in bed at night and go, all right, I took 5 minutes here, that might count, 5 minutes there. No, that doesn't work. It's like consciously putting aside the time aside and saying, I'm doing this for me. That's really important.
Oh, Lisa, I love that, because my gosh, it's so true. It's so easy for us to not take time for that.
Yeah, because we're busy. Everybody's too busy. But I'll tell you, the people that have the most time are the people that put themselves first.
Yes, yes, I love it. So tell us, when someone contacts you and you work with them, how does that work as far as a process, what they're going to learn? Is it basically learning those basic tools and creating their happiness, creating their success, bringing in manifestation?
Yeah, it's all of that. I have a program coming up in October called the Vibrant Energy Breakthrough Program. And it's the same process that I use with my one-on-one clients. I'm just putting it into a group program kind of model. And we start with the leap therapy, which is what I specialize in, which is what helps decrease painful symptoms like achy joints and digestive issues and foggy brain and, you know, headaches and just feeling kind of exhausted and miserable, like you're getting old and you don't know why. So I help decrease those symptoms by decreasing inflammation in the body. And that's a whole nutrition protocol based off of a blood test, and it's really detailed. But it helps women feel amazing. And so that's where we start. And then we work into the beliefs and untangling things that are no longer serving us. Really getting into action with, I like to do a lot of activities and meditations and stories that, like I do these fantasy journeys in my meditations. They're really fun. So I like to add a lot of playfulness and fun to it. And but at the end of the program, it's about really finding out what you need and what you're about and what your gifts are and what's important to you and how to create your own reality.
Oh, I love it, Lisa. And please share with the listeners how they could get a hold of you to become a client or become part of a program.
Yeah, I would love to. So I'm on my website, there's a big button on the very, right when you land on my website, it says, you know, boost your energy. And you can get my free rejuvenation kit. And that will help you get to know me a little bit more. It's a five-step kit to really feel rejuvenated. And it's got a lot of great information. It's got some recipes and some meditations. So that's a really yummy one. And there's also a contact page on my website. And my website is femana.com, S as in female, EMANNA.com. And there's a contact page there. People can just put their information in and schedule a time to talk.
I love it. So with the client, with the work you do with everyone as a client, would it be Skype, phone, so they don't have to come personally?
Yeah, my clients love to work with Skype because they get to, it's virtual. It's all virtual. And I love Skype because we can still see each other, but I can work around their schedule. So if they want to do it on the weekends, I do have weekend hours. They want to work in the evenings, I have evening hours. So I really try and make it convenient for my clients.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I really love that you offer such an expansive area in which you help everyone and work with them. You really do cover a lot.
Well, it's what's brought me to be where I am right now and to be happy. And so I think, you know, sharing it is just what's really inside me. I feel guided to do that, this work. This is what I'm here to do.
Oh, that is just beautiful. Just beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I just am so happy to share everything about your Femana.com and the work you do, Lisa. We have about 2 minutes left of the show. What last words would you like to share with the listeners today?
I think what I'll share with them is to practice presence. And my favorite way of practicing presence is by looking at animals. I love animals. I'm around them all the time. And they are an excellent example of just being present, just being. It's hard for us just to be. We don't know how to just be because we feel like we're always supposed to do. And when you're doing all the time, you're in the future or you're in the past. You're worried about what's going on in the future. Or you're worried, you're thinking what I should or shouldn't have done in the past. And so spending more time in the present moment allows you to really see the beauty in things and really enjoy the moment. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's so true. I mean, I always tell people they have, you know, how long does it feel like it takes when you're heating your food up in the microwave for a minute? It takes forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
That minute, you know, it takes seconds to go look at a flower and really smell it. It takes a minute to look up at the sky and the beautiful clouds. It takes so little of our time, but we don't stop to do those things because we're too busy. And
yes,
it's not going to add any more time to your busyness if you allow yourself to do those things. And that's what really kind of brings you into present moment. Just presence of being. Where
I love that. And what a powerful message, because just by taking that moment to look at that beautiful flower or that beautiful animal or whatever, that can change the whole mood, the whole mindset of the moment.
Yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it.
Simple, super simple.
Yes.
Free and super simple.
Yes, super simple and wonderful. That's what we're going to call this episode with Lisa. Super simple and wonderful. Oh, I'm just so grateful to have had you on today, Lisa. I would love to connect again in the future. You just
thank
are
you,
a great
Paula.
energy. Oh my gosh. And to all the listeners out there, thank you so much for joining us today. So grateful. Love, hugs, and blessings to everyone. Lisa, love, hugs, and blessings to you as well.
Thank you. I'm back at you.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone. Hello, everyone. Paul Levie here. Welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Joining me today is Gary Mitchell. I'm so thrilled to have Gary on the show today. He helps others in so many ways. He actually is the founder and principal at On Track Coach. Let me tell you a little bit about Gary. If you are a lawyer or other legal professional and want to grow your practice or contribute to the growth of your firm, you should speak with Gary. In his 11th year as a business coach specializing in the legal industry, Gary works with managing partners, associates, law clerks, paralegals, and legal assistants. His clients come across Canada and from large and small firms, covering numerous practice areas at various stages in their careers. And I'm going to let Gary explain a lot of what he does. He has some fantastic books. I've had the great opportunity to look at his Rain Dance 2, a blueprint for growing your practice. So I'm very excited to hear more details about that. But Gary, let's begin. Welcome to the show. I'm just honored to have you here. And tell us a little bit what brought you on this path.
Well, thank you, Paula. First of all, it's nice to be with you on the show today. It's an interesting story because not many people that end up in legal marketing thought they would be in legal marketing. I was very, very active in politics. I ran myself for Canadian Parliament in 2004. I guess it would be the comparison to running for a Congress position in the U.S. And I didn't win, thankfully. But the following year, there was a lawyer candidate that needed my help, and he needed my help like majorly. He was so green, had no experience, like nothing. Okay. So he was going to have a challenge for the nomination, which wasn't part of the deal. So in like 10 days, built the website, did a mailer out, hosted an event, wrote a speech, coached him on that, yada, yada, yada. This all keeps going on. And a friend of his, a former lawyer, said, Gary, you have a real knack for working with, you know, intellectual, because he's highly intellectual, like two master's degrees, right? You have a knack for teaching soft skills to people who are highly intellectual, and the legal industry is dying for that. And I'm like, what? I could like make a living doing this, you know, helping other people. So I did a lot of research. There was more stuff going on in the States than there was in Canada. But very soon after I got started with the research, what I mean by research, yeah, I do some online, but I went out and talked to a lot of lawyers. I talked to a lot of marketing, people. Very soon after that, the first chapter of the Legal Marketing Association outside of the United States was formed here in Vancouver. And so I met more people and got more networking. Then I got my first clients and haven't stopped since. It's actually, this will be my 12th year now. So I've already coached for 11 years. And I do love it. I'm very fortunate that I get to do something that I love and that has positive impact.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And what you do in helping others and helping other attorneys and legal staff to succeed. And with doing that, I have to say, I feel like you're helping their clients as well.
Well, they typically, the clients that would come to me that are open to coaching are typically very good to the clients, right? They're different. You've got different priorities. It's not always money. It's not always fame or whatever. It's doing good service, right? And they typically get that. And I always say that service is the most important foundation of marketing.
Yes.
Treating your customer as well. And see, so many lawyers don't, and they've had a bad reputation that it's really quite easy to stand out and do things differently, you know? How I work with the client, this is definitely, there's a format and a program. It's generally 6 months, although that can be flexible. I've had clients work with me up to a year. We start with a business plan, and it's a business plan template I developed primarily, you know, working with lawyers. And so with this, and many of them, it's interesting because they've never stopped to take a look at their competition, the market, what their strengths and weaknesses are. And so, excuse me, the exercise really opens their eyes up into what's possible, right? Because we want to make sure we're getting them in the right direction. They don't have, they get stressed out very, they get a lot of stress about time, right? Time, billable. And so they don't have a lot of time. And that time that they do have to do business development or marketing needs to be pretty targeted and successful so that they get results.
Yes.
So the whole, you know, so that's my methodology. It's called actually TST, Targeted, Strategic, and Tactical, so that when we're going, like I'm not, I always say to them, I'm not here for a make-work project. You don't need more work.
Yes.
You need to build your practice. And see, they're not taught this in law school. There's some little programs throughout North America that are starting to scratch the surface. I know there's a university in Southern California, I can't remember the name of it, but they asked me if I'd come down and speak. And I'm like, well, if you pay me, I will. But anyway, they have a program where the students are required to take a minimum of business courses. But it's interesting because my latest article just published in Lawyers Weekly is just that. It's like lawyers need to have business and entrepreneurial skills now in the marketplace because it's just so swamped with lawyers.
Yes.
It's not like it was 20, 30 years ago where if you were a lawyer, you put a sign up on your, you know, office or your building or whatever, law office, and people would walk into your office and hire you. Well, it's become completely, like everything else, right, Paula? Everything's become more competitive. Everybody's working more for less. And so the legal industry has been put under a lot of pressure over the last few years, and that means the lawyers need to step up. And the area that they're not taught in law school is the business side, the marketing.
And that's a very, as you said, especially today, that's a very important piece, that marketing
yep.
and that strategy and getting their name and their services out there. Yes.
Absolutely. And more, it's more important than ever. And if they can't do it and they're working at a firm, they probably won't have their job very long. Unless there are rare occasions when they call them, nickname them brain surgeons, where the lawyer is so smart in a particular field that nothing else matters.
Yes.
But that's extremely rare.
Yes.
Right. That's extremely rare. And especially if you're an associate and you're trying to make partner at the firm, you're going to have to bring in your own business. Right. You're not going to make partner if you don't bring in work. And so the pressure's, yeah, the pressure is increasing. Like everything else, the global market. So it's tough.
And I love this because this is so something that there really is a great need for this out there, Gary. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a huge need for it, actually. I had, you know, when I first started, I didn't realize because I, like I said, I spent 9 months doing research. But when that friend told me that's what you should do, I was like, what? You know, because you figure law firms are at least one or second of the large or of the oldest professions in the book. I won't mention the other one. But you'd think that they'd have their stuff together.
Yes.
But it's a combination of highly intellectual people, usually at the top of the firm, that never did have to go out and do the marketing 20 years ago.
Yes.
And they're still holding on to the reins. And then you have the marketing people who know what they're doing. And then you have the associates who understand the need for marketing, but get, you know, pushed down from the senior partner. So until there's a generational change in the management, and this is a general statement across the board. I know of many firms where they're progressive and they're innovative, but it's a general statement. Until the generational change occurs in management, they're still going to have the same problems. Because the thing is, those guys never had to do it. Like I said, it was just easy. Work would come in, right?
Yes.
And so they had a hard time letting that go, right? And not understanding that this is a new reality. Basically, what I say is that the legal industry as a industry has caught up to every other industry. They've all had pain points, right?
Yes.
Downtimes where they had to rethink their models and re-innovate and all that. Just the legal profession was protected.
Yes.
And it's not so protected anymore because the clients are the ones driving the change.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Oh, I love this. I love this, Gary. Great information. We do have to pop out for a moment for commercial, but everyone, stay tuned. We will be right back. Thank you, Gary. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Paul Levie here. Today, I'm chatting with Gary Mitchell. Gary is just giving us some fantastic information. If you're just joining us, he coaches attorneys, paralegals, helps them with their business approach, their principle, helps them to be successful. One thing that I have heard you say, Gary, is that you don't push someone, but you stretch them. You don't push them out of your comfort zone, but you stretch them. Please tell us a little more about that. I just think that's fantastic.
Well, I don't think anyone likes to be pushed, right?
Right.
So if you're learning new skills and someone's pushing you, the tendency would be to push back. And especially when you're dealing with lawyers and attorneys, that's a lot of what they do is push back, right?
Yes.
So I just always found it to be more successful to just stretch them as, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. Ask them, you know, are you comfortable doing this? And if they aren't, was it something that could be fixed, or was it something that should probably just be left alone, right? I mean, I remember, just to give an example, I remember a law clerk, and we were talking about networking, and she was in tears. She was so scared of networking. And I told her, I said, well, if you trust me, I have some strategies and approaches that will help you overcome your fear and actually even enjoy it and become good at it. So that was over, you know, that was June of that year. By August, she was chomping at the bit for September to come around, because generally speaking, that's when the business networking events start up again, right? They slowed down over the summer. And it was just remarkable, her transformation. But it's a combination for the client. They have to be willing to do the work, right? There has to be some trust that what I'm saying to them is going to provide good advice. But I can't do the work, right? They have to do the work. I always liken it to this, Paul. It's like a personal fitness trainer at the gym. If they're lifting the weights, that's not benefiting you. You have to lift the weight. You have to lift the weights, right?
Right.
They can they show you how, but you have to lift the weights.
Yes. Yes. And I love that, you know, you help them evaluate and create their goals, and you help them develop what their needs are to manifest these goals. You really personalize it.
That's right. It's I liken it like this. A consultant generally comes into any industry and comes in and tells you what to do and writes a report and then gets a nice big fat check and leaves. The coach does all the same, but stays with you until you implement your plan and you're into action. That's the big difference.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yes. I love that. I love that. And you help them with their development, their budget.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah. I've helped a couple clients in last year start up. They started their own firms. So from the very beginning, branding, the name, some advice on website, stuff like that. So yeah, I've worked with firms as big as 500 lawyers to single solo practice lawyers.
So if there's a large firm out there listening to the show and they would love to share you with their attorneys and their staff, can you be hired to come and be an inspirational speaker or do a workshop? Do you do those types of things as well?
You know, I have in the past, Paula, but I've just found it's interesting when you say inspirational speaker. If I took that side, okay. But they just always, this is one challenge that I've always learned with lawyers, is they don't let their guard down. So you're in a room, you're training them, it's good content, and it's not just me, it's other speakers that work in the legal industry, we've all agreed on this. They don't let their guard down, they don't want their colleagues to know, they don't know everything, right? So it's really, really tough to give any value. Because they're not really, they're not going in there trying to be open-minded. They're going in there, who is this guy? Sussing me up and picking the holes, right? What's wrong with this? This doesn't work.
You're spot on.
It's challenging.
Yes, 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 that's correct. Where they can buy the book, get the coaching for themselves, then it's more of a one-on-one. And you're working.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yep. And it's specific. It's very specific and tailored to their individual needs. And it's nothing's going to ever be better than that. You know, there's only so much of my time, obviously. So it would be financially more lucrative if I did create great big training workshops. But they don't work.
Yeah.
And then my reputation is, oh, well, that was kind of disappointing. Wonder what kind of coach you can be. Although coaching is very different. And coaching is very different than training.
Yes.
And I just, you know, I used to do it. And then I finally just,
Exactly.
Because if that's all they want, they're not going to get the results and the value that they should get if they were to go to a coaching model.
Yes.
You know?
So to someone out there listening that is, let's say, they're considering, well, I've got my practice, I've got what I do, I think I'm rolling pretty well. Would this be a benefit to me? Tell them a few reasons why it would and something for them to consider with what they could gain with your awesome coaching.
Well, The most important thing, and it doesn't matter what stage they're at, but especially if they're more junior, is by working with someone like me, they're going to miss a lot of mistakes. They're not going to have to experience the mistakes. They're going to move their career faster. There's no question they're going to move their career faster. Like even when you get I get a client and they're already doing well. Well, what we do is we get them to be doing great, right? So that's the difference. There's always a room for improvement. And this is just, it's not stuff, again, it's not taught in law school. So a lot of them are, they're almost blinded. And sometimes it gets so bad where the fear of doing anything, because they have a huge fear of failure, they're perfectionists.
Yes.
Right? It's just some of the traits that make lawyers who they are, right? The type of work they do. But sometimes they'll get paralyzed for fear of thinking, where do I go? How do I start? What event do I go to? What publication do I try to write for? And so everything is about getting, again, as I said at the beginning, targeted, strategic, and tactical. So you're writing, it's going to be in front of people that could potentially hire you or refer you. Same thing with speaking, same thing with networking, right?
Yes.
Strategies of how to make networking more comfortable for you so you'll actually do it. And then the discipline and accountability of having the calls where they have homework that they have to get done, right?
Yes.
And one of the added values I have with my program is once they come on, I got their back. So if they need something in between the calls, no problem, just send me a simple email. What do you think about this? What should I do next on this? No problem. So that they're not holding their business, right?
Yes. Yes.
So that's the way I work. And it seems to have been very successful. You know, literally millions of dollars in new revenue generated over the years. And not just that, but, you know, I had a comment just 2 weeks ago. One of my latest clients, he finished up. And he said, you know, this has really done a 180. I've done a 180 in the last year. It was hard to do some spot coaching just temporary last summer. And then he went on to the full program in October. And he just said, everything's turned around. I'm happy. I'm fulfilled. I'm motivated. So it's not just about more money. It's about becoming more fulfilled in your career, right?
Yes.
And that really drives me. I love that I can help people do that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I am so excited to share your information, Gary, with so many attorneys that I know, from the fact my husband's an attorney. I was a longtime restaurant owner. I know a lot of attorneys in the town. You are really, really have some fascinating information here. And we are going to have to say goodbye here in a moment. Gary, will you please share your website and contact information with the listeners before we go?
Yes. The website is ontrackcoach.com. There is no K, so it's a double C, ontrackcoach.com. My phone number is 604-669-5235, and my email is Gary@ontrackcoach.com.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Gary. This is just absolutely fantastic. I love everything you have shared. And, you know, it's just so true that, you know, in the legal field, this type of coaching and help can make so many succeed. I love it.
Oh, the other thing, it can also prevent someone from going crazy and quitting,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
There's a lot of stress and a lot of pressure on these people to succeed. So having a coach is just, it's another thing that maybe it's not even creating bigger business, but maybe it's saving a career. And that's happened, right?
I love it.
Oh. Anyway, well, thank you, Paula. I've enjoyed this very much.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm just so happy to have had you on the show, Gary. Thank you so much. And a big thank you to all of my listeners out there. Have a beautiful day. Hugs, blessings, and we will chat later. Thank you, Gary.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye.